is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Moldova. Much in the news because the president of Moldova, within these last hours, Maia Sandu, indicated that there was an attempt, a plan, by the Russian Federation to undermine her government and the people of Moldova. At the same time, in these last hours, the Moldovan airspace was closed for a few hours midday. To help me with this story is Antonio Colobosanu of Geopolitical Futures. She's in Bucharest, neighbors to Moldova, and my guide as to what this can mean for the Black Sea Basin, for the region, to have Moldova at risk. Antonio, a very good day to you. The first is that Chisinau is the capital. The airspace was closed and then reopened. I'm presuming this is connected in some fashion to the alarming presentation by the president yesterday. What do we know in Bucharest about the threat to Moldova? Good day to you.
Hello, James. Thank you very much for having me again on your show. So indeed, today the airspace was closed down for several hours because the Romanian Ministry of Defense actually called on Chisinau and said that something that is looking like a drone or a balloon, since we are at it, is pretty much flying over the southeastern Romanian space into the Moldovan space. And they didn't know what happens there. And this came after cruise missiles crossed the Moldovan airspace several days back. So obviously, everyone feared that there might be something, risky. Also today, as a matter of fact, the main air flight company in Moldova announced that they will suspend their regular flights, starting some of their regular flights, not all of them, starting at the end of the month, which was also strange and kind of creating panic, questioning what is going on. It seems that indeed the news about a potential coup was triggering the panic. So obviously there was a change in government that basically followed the moment that Maia Sandu got the news about a potential coup from President Zelensky in Ukraine. And you know, the government change established a new prime minister, and everything was throughout several days. So the government change, the drone, and the potential risk to the country. Now, we know that strategically, you know, it makes sense for Moldova to be in the eye of Russia. It makes sense for Russia to want to go westwards. We also know that Russia has started the offensive in Ukraine. However, right now, the degree of panic that is happening next door in Moldova is unusual, to say the least.
Sometimes, you know, paranoids have enemies. And so right now I'm going to go for the side that panics first. We've been in something of alarms here because of the balloons in these last days. So I want to just recount what I know about Moldova. Moldova is a small state, the poorest in the OECD. It's a candidate for the European Union. And it is a state that has passed back and forth between empires for several hundred years. The Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact I read about, I'd always read about it and not known where Bessarabia is. That's Moldova. And Bessarabia was a chip on the table that Molotov, representing Stalin, and Ribbentrop, representing Hitler, were trading back and forth as some kind of concession as they set up their plans to divide up Europe. Since then, it was in the hands of the Soviet Empire. And then once the Soviet Empire fell apart, it became independent, the state we have today. It makes sense that the Russians would be moving on it, but that makes it closer to you, much closer to Bucharest. So am I describing a geography and a logic that is true in Bucharest too? First Moldova, then us. You become in the target zone.
That is very much what is on most of the people's mind right now, I think. And while I said that it is unusual for the panic to be this high, there is a lot of uncertainty going on right now, because we see some weird events that have not happened before around the frontier. So, for instance, I was reading earlier today that the Dutch fighter jets intercepted a formation of three Russian military aircraft near Poland. And that happened yesterday in the evening. So considering all these events, it's a puzzle that obviously is part of the war next door and is worrying the frontline states, which, you know, Romania is next door to Moldova. Poland is up on the Baltic Sea. And each states are very, its states are very much concerned because they are the NATO frontier. They are the European Union frontier. Now, whether we will have an unstable Moldova because Russia is trying something politically. Again, Russia has been present in the Republic of Moldova because it's a former USSR state and because there is also separatist territory called Transnistria where Russia actually has troops on the ground. We don't know how many, but we know that there are there. So Russia has been present there. Whether it decides to act or not, it depends on how Russian strategy is played out in Ukraine. So it all depends on the offensive, actually.
Quickly, the Black Sea Basin, where you live. The Black Sea Basin has been cursed with bad earthquakes over centuries. And the one that struck in Turkey, southern Turkey, in these last days has led to a political crisis in Turkey. I understand you felt an earthquake in Bucharest within these last hours.
Yes, it's actually very strange because it's an earthquake that has had the epicenter is in an area of Romania that we never had an earthquake epicenter before. So there is a lot of speculation that something has happened with the tectonic plates, and that's why things have started to be shaking, right? The world is changing also in geography, it seems, little by little. So, yeah, it's true.
And there are comets in the sky for the death and birth of kings. Yes, all these things matter a deal. But about Turkey, Erdogan's re-election campaign was underway before the earthquake struck. And your measure in an excellent essay of Geopolitical Futures is that questions need to be answered about how Erdogan handles the rescue efforts. There are more than 33,000 dead reported here. And I take it that the media in Turkey hasn't decided yet whether there is someone to blame or not. Is that correct? We have about a minute.
That is correct. And I think that we are going to see in the next few days the very same questions about, you know, is there mismanagement on the part of the government in handling the crisis? How bad things are. We don't know yet how bad things are from an economic perspective. We know that that area is pretty much contributing to 9 to 10% to the country's GDP. We also know that there are big pipelines crossing the area, which are said not to be affected, but who knows?
Who knows?
The infrastructure is damaged. So the big question is really how will the government handle this? I think that's the big question of the day.
Antonio Calabasciano for Geopolitical Futures in Bucharest. I'm John Bash.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also offers college scholarships for the dependent children of law enforcement, along with a citizen awareness program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, visit www.usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level, because lives are on the line.